Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Navalabha Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjanaya Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjanaya Yamuna Tira Vanacharya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjanaya Yamuna Tira Vanacharya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaura Hari Bol.
Gaura Pramanandi. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Together. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu. All right, so we are continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. It called the name for third canto is Status Quo, chapter 15, description of the kingdom of God, and today we continue text 45, and I will. Today is the last day we can finish the purport that we were reading for 4 or 5 days. So probably everybody knows this verse by heart because we already did it so many times. Pumsam gatim rigayatam ihayoga margair. Pum sam gatim rigayatam iha yoga margair. Dhyanas padam bahumatam nayana biramam. Dhyanas padam bahumatam nayana biramam. Pamsnam vapurda shayanam ananya siddhair. Pamsnam vapurda shayanam ananya siddhair. Outpanti kai samagrinan yutamasta bogai. Outpatika samagrinan yutamasta bogai. Om sam gatim rigayatam iha yoga margai. Yanas padam bahumatam nayana birama. Pamsnam vapurda shayanam ananya siddhair. Autpati kai samagrinan yutamashta bogai. So we are not going to read word to word, but we start with the translation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is the form of the Lord which is meditated upon by the followers of the yoga process, and it is pleasing to the yogis in meditation. It is not imaginary but factual, as proved by great yogis. The Lord is full in eight kinds of achievement, but for others, these achievements are not possible in full perfection. And we continue with the... The largest number of Indians. The largest number of Indians follow this yoga process. In the United States, it is gradually spreading in many cities. It is very easy and practical for this age, especially for those who are serious about success in yoga. No other process of yoga can be successful in this age. The meditation process was possible in a golden age, Satya Yuga, because people in that age used to live for hundreds of thousands of years. If one wants success in practical yoga practice, it is advised that he take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, and he will actually feel himself making progress. In Bhagavad Gita, this practice of Krishna consciousness is prescribed as Raja Vidya, or the king of all erudition. Those who have taken to this most sublime bhakti yoga system, who practice devotional service and transcendental love of Krishna, can testify to its happy and easy execution. The four sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara also became attracted by the features of the Lord and the transcendental aroma of the dust of his lotus feet, as already described in verse 43. Yoga necessitates controlling the senses, and bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness is a process of purifying the senses. When the senses are purified, they are automatically controlled. One cannot stop the activities of the senses by artificial means, but if one purifies the senses by engaging in the service of the Lord, the senses not only can be controlled from rubbish engagement, but can be engaged in the Lord's transcendental service. As inspired by the four sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, Krishna consciousness is not therefore a manufactured concoction of the speculative mind. It is a process enjoined in the Bhagavad Gita 9.34. Man mana ba mat bhakto matyaji mam namaskuru. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha jitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swamini iti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine Ajanu lambita pujo kanakavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishwambaro dvijavaro yukadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karuna avataro. So this is a sweet conclusion of Srila Prabhupada's purport. Did you notice that in the beginning he was explaining the all kinds of philosophical things, but at the end he concludes to the conclusion is just to abide to bhakti yoga and chant Hare Krishna. This is very easy process. Srila Prabhupada, out of compassion to us, said, don't torture yourself with all kind of with all kind of yogic process. It's difficult processes. Just abide to bhakti yoga process and just chant Hare Krishna. This will save you. So Srila Prabhupada, out of compassion, did that, gave us this process of bhakti yoga. And who remembers who is the speaker of this verse and most of the chapter? Who remembers that? Yes, Lord Brahma. Yes, so Lord Brahma, he explained. You know, that's funny when the chapter starts. I just want to refresh a little bit in our mind the overview of this chapter. And it's a little funny that, you know, the demigods approached to Lord Brahma and said, in hesitation, Lord Brahma, what's going on? What's going on? Why it's so dark now in universe? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? In anxiety, in distress, and Lord Brahma, you know, he started from way, way before that, and he just, you know, like you ask someone, how are you doing, why the power is off in the house, and he started to explain how I'm doing, what's going on, why it's all happened before, long way before. So it's you know, when you read that chapter, it looks like he started to explain the spiritual world, how the Lord look like how the spiritual world in very great detail, actually, he explained. And Demigod said, please tell us what's going on. Until the end of this chapter, he'll describe this chapter, the beauty of the Lord and beauty of the spiritual world, this according to his vision. And and finally he came up to the point when the Kumaras came to the gate of Vaikuntha. You know, these Kumaras, they were Brahmavadis. You know, they Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained that for Kumaras, because they were Brahmavadis, they didn't care about this material world much, and they didn't even care about the spiritual world. They just, nothing could impress Brahmavadis. Nothing could impress. And, they walk in throughout the material and almost to the spiritual world, and they came to the Vaikuntha, have no emotions, because, you know, emotions for Mayavadis and Brahmavadis is Maya, you know. it means in Maya, if you feel, if you have some expression, joy or sadness, they just nothing, you know, just like, you know, they nothing they can impress them. The only they can do is just do some plastic smile, like most of Americans do, just plastic smile. This Brahmavadis, it is explained that there was nothing to, so you mean no emotions, right? They just came. And as soon as the gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, stop them, they start to make some impressions. What the impressions they did? They become angry. This is emotion. This means they are not so exalted anymore. So it is explained that their eyes become red out of this. And it is explained in very details how the first thing they could see when they curse Jaya and Vijaya, as soon as they curse them, we know that Lord Narayana showed up immediately. He showed up, and Acharyas explained in a very detailed that before Kumaras, they didn't have any, nothing touched their heart. But as soon as they saw Lord Narayana came up to his devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, and the first thing they, of course, we are reading in this verse that the Kumaras, they saw transcendental form of the Lord, and it was really impressed them, first of all. What really touched their heart, Kumaras' heart, is when they saw how Lord Narayana, with his transcendental glance, look at his devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, with the loving glance. And this, actually, when these Brahmavadis saw how the Lord interacts with his devotees, that's actually touched their heart. And before that, they didn't even notice anything in this world, in this world and in spiritual world, but after they saw Lord Narayana's form, and when they saw how Lord Narayana reciprocates with his devotees, they started to feel something. Something changed, started to change. And when we know it, the explanation, the how after they saw Lord Narayana's form, and then they felt the smell of the tulsi from the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, and that's also touched, bewildered the. It is explained that yogis got bewildered by the smell of Lord Narayana's tulsi smell. Also, Lord Narayana's, Lord Krishna's, and Lord Narayana's feet, they smell like lotuses. And I don't want to say about our feet when somebody in the bus take off their shoes and how they feet smell. So when Lord Narayana appeared on the scene, and the smell of the tulsi totally bewildered Kumaras. Before they didn't see anything, noticed nothing. And all of a sudden they start noticing everything by Lord Krishna, Lord Narayana's mercy. All of a sudden they saw, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explained, they start to see all different details, like yellow dhoti, the belt, the garland of Lord Narayana, and the bumblebees. It is, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained that, you know, that yellow dhoti, the Kumaras saw that this yellow dhoti kind of saying that, you know, you see me, I'm the yellow dhoti, and I'm protecting Lord my Lord's thighs, you see, and the bell says, and they said, because we are protecting Lord Narayana's thigh, they belong to us. These thighs belong to us. And the bell says, the thigh belongs to you, to you, to the dhoti, and I hold all this dhoti. So you, dhoti, and your thigh belongs to me. And they saw garland. Beautifully smelling garland, and they saw the bees. The garland also said, "Well, I'm on a top. You belong to everything. Belong to me." Then, and the bumblebees said, "No, everything belongs to us because we enjoying. I mean, we running around, flying everywhere, and we enjoying the all of you." So Krishna gave us this mercy. We enjoying. So the Kumaras saw. That interaction, beautiful interaction between Lord and his devotees, because in Vaikuntha everything has a consciousness, and everything is totally conscious. And then, you know, at that time, it is explained by Acharyas that when the Kumaras saw that interaction, they start to. Sorry for my poor vocabulary. I feel like I have to translate it into Russian. When the Kumaras they start to feel bad. In other way, they start to feel bad about that. We waste so much time on this Brahma Jnana. And we didn't enjoy that interactions between Lord and the devotees, and they start to be sorrow about that. And you know, Mayavadis and Brahmavadis, they're usually kind of proud because you know they think, you know, we reached the stage of Brahman. Nothing can touch us. And what these devotees do, they just, like many of us heard that, I mean, the sannyasis, Mayavadis in Chaitanya Charitamrita said, this bhakti yoga is just for housewives and for children, for women. And at that time, Kumaras start to think, oh no, these devotees are actually not so foolish. They enjoy higher happiness in this world. So, and it is explained later, when they saw also the beautiful eyes of the Lord, they naturally their head become to bow down to the Lord, and because their eyes couldn't get enough nourishment from seeing the Lord, they, you know, even though naturally their head going to go bow down, but their eyes couldn't move from the Lord's form, so they just bow down at the same time looking at the Lord, you know, back and forth. It is explained that all their senses totally engage. You know, the Kumaras, they smell, they saw the Lord, they see all the interaction with the devotees, and this actually touched their heart very deeply. And then they, you know, when the Lord when the Lord came and saw this, those who his devotees in perplexity, you know, they're going to, because he already knew they've been cursed by Brahmanas, and they're in very big anxiety that they're going to go to the material world. And actually, they did everything right, in the next chapter, Krishna will explain that you are my devotees, and this happened, all this lila happened because of my desire. And also, but he also gave the, a little bit explanation why all this happens. In the next chapter, we're going to read that. He said, the goddess of fortune foretold you're going down to this material world, because once upon a time when goddess of fortune was with Lord Narayana in his palace, she left after some time, walked out of the palace, and went at that time Lord Narayana went to sleep. And when she returned after some time back to the palace, Jaya Vijaya stopped her and asked her to wait until Lord Narayana will wake up. And at that time, goddess of fortune Lakshmi kind of not cursed them, but she was very disappointed. So at the, this was like a beginning of their going to the material world. And we know that this is all Krishna's lila, because he wanted to fight. He has a desire to fight in this material world. And the Kumaras, they didn't enter to the spiritual world, because what you can see in a palace, you have a party, big party, and four naked men comes into the assembly, into a party, and the Jaya Vijaya stopped them, telling them, we have a dress code here, you cannot come like naked here, it's not appropriate. When we go to the evening party, we dress nicely, and not even we put on jeans, even jeans or t-shirt. We the ladies put their best dress, put their perfumes, do all the, they prepare for that. And this just four naked guys came to the party. Of course, Jaya and Vijaya, they didn't allow them. And Lord Narayana made sure that they didn't enter to the spiritual world. As soon as four Kumaras saw the Lord outside of the spiritual world, they were satisfied and they start to repent. And that sorry, we cursed this sinless persons, and we are very sorry. But Lord Narayana said, no, you did everything okay. You cursed first of all, the Kumaras, they didn't know what to expect. They thought like Lord Narayana apologizing to for that his devotees offended them. But later they understood that this was the desire of the Lord. What we can see from this Leela is that first of all, we also have to, like in this purport, I'm changing the topic now. Srila Prabhupada explained that please take up to this Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna. This is very easy process. And from the external point of view, this is easy and not easy. From external point of view, it's very easy, but from internal point of view, it's very difficult actually. Very difficult path. Not many devotees we can see stay much long for the rest of their lives doing their sadhana. Because it's not easy also, but what can help us is when we in this we can keep going chanting in this movement, and this will help us to continue to practice bhakti yoga. I just want to tell one little story from Ramayana which illustrate that. I just want to tell the story about, it's from Ramayana, about one hermit renunciate Shabari. You know, Shabari was a very, I just want to explain the her from very beginning. She was from the tribe of Shabaris, who was meat eaters, hunters. And this it was during Lord Rama's time. So she was living in her village, and you know the problem was this Shabari girl, when she was small, she was very very ugly, really really ugly. Even though her tribe was ugly, but she was like special ugly, and even her neighbors was really scared about, because she was look like witch, you know, and everybody scared of her. And you know, at the time when she reached her teenage, the parents start thinking, how are we gonna marry her? It will be very difficult to marry her. And finally, they found some bride. Groom, they find some groom for her, but she said, but we have one condition, we have to have a marriage ceremony at night, so the groom will not see her face. So he agreed, and they made a marriage ceremony, and you know, in a Vedic time they cover with veil. Yeah, so at night the groom didn't notice anything. And immediately after the marriage, the parents told him, her parents told him, now you go to your house and she will be chaste and good wife for you. So right away, after, they send them out to, you know, by the Vedic tradition, the bride goes to the house of the groom, right? So immediately they left. It was in the middle of the night, and they left to groom's village. And on the way, when it was started to dawn, when the sun goes out, dawn. When it started to dawn, he had always desired to see her wife's face. But and in the middle of the forest, in the, between her, his, and her house, he opened her veil and saw her face, and he was so scared that he left her in the middle of the forest over there. He just forgot her. I don't want to live with this witch. So and at that time, you know, she was in the middle of the forest, dark forest, and she didn't know where to go, and she doesn't find her path back to home. Also, she forgot, she didn't know, and at that time she started to pray to God, and she was praying to God, and she was trying to find some place. She was walking around, and finally she found the ashram of Matanga Rishi. So she approached to Matanga Rishi and asked to take her shelter in his ashram. And he was very compassionate to her, and he said, yeah, you can stay in my ashram and do some seva. Because, you know, she already understood that she will not find happiness in her family life in this lifetime. So she surrendered to Matanga Rishi, and she did her service for many, many years, and she swept some floor, washed some pots, and she also did it in the middle of the night, because, you know, Matanga Rishi, he has an ashram with all his followers. It was kind of crowded. He has disciples over there, many disciples together. And Matanga Rishi was okay with her, but his disciples was also really scary of her, because she was looking really scary. And she did it her service at night and hide in her room during the day. And she did her service. She was really chaste. She did many, many years. At one point, Matanga Rishi and his disciples decided that it's time to go back to Rama. So they decided to, they made all the preparations, and they decided to go back to Rama Loka, Ayodhya. And she said, can you take me with you, please? He said, no, you're not ready. You still have some material desires, so you have to continue in this life doing your sadhana, and at the proper time, after some time, Lord Rama will come himself to you. Just wait for him. Just wait. And he gave her service. Just do whatever you do. And she had a faith in the spiritual master. So the spiritual master left her his garland. And he said that worship this garland, it will be like my presence here if you worship this garland. And this garland will never dwindle, so it will always stay fresh. So for many, many years she worshipped, and she offered some flowers to Lord Rama, some fruits, and she was waiting every day. Because she had a faith that her guru said Lord Rama will come and take you personally to the spiritual world after you get purified. So she did it for many years, and by Lord Rama's mercy, when he was wandering around the Dandakaranya forest, finally he came up to the ashram of this Shabari, and he knocked at the door, And she opened her door and said, "Oh, Lord Rama, I was waiting for you for many, many years." And, you know, she offered, you know, because she was old and blind lady. It is one acharya explained that, you know, when she gathered the fruits because she was blind, and she wanted to make sure that this is the right and good ripened fruits, usually she bite the fruit and offered to Lord Rama after that. But some acharyas said that she never did that because it's not appropriate to do that. But some say, so it's like two versions of that. So finally Lord Rama came and said, "Well, you were waiting for me. I came to you and I'm ready to take you. You purified." So by this story, I just want to explain that we have to keep doing our sadhana, and it doesn't matter how ugly we are, and we are men or women or rich or poor or old or young or American or Russian. It doesn't matter. At the time, if you do your sadhana and you do whatever your spiritual master gave you the instruction, it will satisfy the Lord. So Matanga Rishi gave her this instruction, and she followed this instruction with great faith. And finally, by the blessings of her guru, she got mercy of Lord Rama. So, and the sadhana should be in a not just sadhana. We should not do it mechanically. Sadhana is not mechanical. So sadhana should be done with a proper attitude, with a service attitude. Because if we do sadhana mechanically, it's not gonna help us much. And also, when we chant Hare Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya, in the previous paragraph, is explained that Lord Chaitanya gave us a Maha Mantra. And this is not just Nama. What Lord Chaitanya said gave us, not just Nama, he gave us Prema Nama. So we are doing Prema Sankirtana. It's not regular Nama. Because, you know, before Lord Chaitanya, many acharyas and shastras explained about the glories of the Nama, holy name. You know, the holy name of Lord Nisinga, holy name of Lord Varaha, holy name of wherever, so many, Vishnu Sahasranama, so many names. But what Lord Chaitanya gave us, he gave us special Nama, Prema Nama. And with this Prema Nama, we can achieve the highest, the topmost Vaikuntha planets, Vrindavan. This is the topmost of all the. So we are very lucky that Lord Chaitanya gave us this method which we can achieve in this one short lifetime by doing this chanting. Because, you know, Lord Chaitanya is Prema Pumartha Mahan. So much time now. Okay, I didn't... I have some more to say, but let me stop here, and maybe somebody has questions, corrections, or comments, please. Well, this is our Russian guru, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj. He gave this story.
Thank you very
about,
much.
Shabari. But it's in Russian, sorry. If you learn Russian, you can hear.
Do you know, is it from Ramcharitmanas?
Well, from Ramayana. Ramayana.
Who's Ram? Okay.
I don't know who's Ramayana.
And Shabri becomes Kubja in our next
yes,
life.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Thank yeah. you. Very
in
nice
Krishna,
class.
In Krishna Lila she became. And I read recently from Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, Kubja become one of Lord Chaitanya's, who? Do you remember who? It's also interesting personality in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Yes, Mataji?
Oh, you don't know who She was in Lord Chaitanya's.
I forgot.
What? Oh, Nandini's going to look it up. Hey, thank you so much for, you know, stressing this Brahmavadi mentality and mood and how striking it was to them to witness and observe the interaction between the Lord and his devotees. That's very nice how you brought that out. And finalizing in the point of sticking to your sadhana, be faithful, be chaste to the guru's instruction, so important. Mm. And like you said, with a service mood, meaning like serving the guru by following his instruction, and service mood without, you know, condition that whether I have a taste or not, just keep the instruction in your heart and follow it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, just like one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, one pujari asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how we know that when we offer to Krishna some bhoga, and how we can understand that Krishna accept the bhoga? And Srila Prabhupada gave very interesting answer. He said, did you chant all the mantras that I gave you? He said, yes, I did. So that means Krishna accepted. So if we do what Srila Prabhupada said, that our guru said, our acharya said, that means automatically Krishna will accept out of respect to those acharyas. If we follow in strictly.
Just want to mention, I really appreciated your mentioning what the acharya said about how the dhoti and how the belt and how the garland and what their thoughts were. Mm-hmm. It's such a nice thing, as you were saying. I was thinking that is such one way to meditate when we come to see the deities, to see everything is there, alive. And we tend to sometimes, at least amongst ladies, we will look at all the different animals that are there and how they're looking at the feet, or, you know, different animals are placed, the rabbits or the parrots or the different birds. Mm-hmm. But now, after you saying what you said, it's like, oh, okay, we can actually meditate on the clothes and what's going on with there. And so thank you so much for telling us that.
And I forgot to give you, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gave his own translation of this verse. Uh-huh. And it's explained that about eight mystic powers, as we understand, right? Uh-huh. But actually, the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he said, 1 second. The Lord is endowed with his own eight perfections. And he gave not this yama, niyama, ashtanga, pranayama, and all kinds of anima, lakhima, siddhis, right? He said, the Lord has a sounds, perfection of sounds, perfection of touch, forms, taste, smell, mercy, action, and power. These eight perfections that the Lord has arising from his svarupa. Well, we will never reach the understanding of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he has his own explanation. I mean, he's not, because, you know, as we explained, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he heard about mukti, he wanted to change the verse about the mukti. So, and here also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he reject all this lagima, mahima, perfection. He said, no, Lord, he has his own perfections, these eight perfections. So he merges, transfers meditation from these siddhas to Lord Krishna's personal qualities. So this, in all kinds of different level of meditation.
Who is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Krishna Leela, do you know?
Mm-mm.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your very enthusiastic class.
Okay.
Prabhu, so you said the four Kumaras didn't enter Vaikuntha because
yeah,
they didn't. So that's the start of their devotional service, their change from Brahmabadi to devotee. Is there any further stories of how they progress or anything?
After they left Vaikuntha, no, I didn't read, but it is said that they left back to the material world after they repent. They said, sorry, we cursed your devotees, so we better go back. We don't want to go any further. They stop thinking, let us go. So they become humble. But I didn't explain that happened after that.
Thanks.
You found?
Oh, that's interesting.
It says that the four Kumaras became in Chaitanya Lila Kashinath, Lokanath, Srinath, and Ramanath.
Oh, it's Ramanand brothers, yeah?
Four Naths.
Naths.
So I guess maybe they were brothers.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I recommend to read Gaura Ganadesha Deepika. It's a very small book, maybe 20 pages, but it's a lot of information in that.
Mother Mukya said you would tell us about your name.
Ah, yeah, my name. Yeah, my spiritual life is not so easy. Like most of us, I was a disciple of Harikesh first. And after Harikesh, I was reinitiated by Rahini Sutta Prabhu. After that, I was reinitiated by Niranjan Maharaj. So Rahini Sutta Prabhu gave me this name. When we were traveling with one devotee and went to California, met with Hridayanand Maharaj. As soon as he heard my name, he said, do you know this? You have a grammatical incorrections in your name. Second part, yeah, it's not proper. I mean, it should be Sunu or some different end. So I just suggest to Niranjan Maharaj to cut second part out. So just Vyasa does. One devotee was joking that now you upgrade from son of Vyasa to father. Das. But main topic, main thing is Das. Vyasa, Das. Yes.
All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.